This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Keeping your calves healthy is like riding a bike. That according to Dr. Ryan Leiterman, who joins us today to tell us about the calf wheel of health. So Ryan, tell us about this. Is this something you came up with?
Yeah, I think I've come up with it. It's that, to me, the calf wheel of health is how I explain healthy calves and sick calves in a way that is kind of visual to me. So when we look at a wheel, take like a bicycle wheel. It has a rim with a bunch of spokes in it. And the point of the spokes are to distribute a stress load evenly among the tire so that even when you put a stress force on the wheel, the spokes distribute that stress and keep the wheel round. Now, when I look at calves, a healthy calf is a round wheel and a sick calf is a collapsed wheel. And in the same manner that spokes keep a wheel round, there's certain things that can keep a calf healthy. And I call them the spokes of the healthy calf wheel. So things like colostrum, calories, bedding, air quality, sanitation, and vaccination are six different spokes, if you will, that will keep the calf healthy. And when all of the spokes are done properly and aligned, the calves stay healthy. When I go into barns to do a calf investigation and I see that calves are sick, in my head what I'm doing is saying, okay, we have sick calves here. I need to figure out, of those spokes, which ones are strong and doing well and which ones were cut and caused the collapse of the calf health. And so I'll do investigations where we pull samples on colostrum quality. We pull blood samples on calves to see if the colostrum being taken up by the calf and absorbed. We look into the calories that are being fed in the calf. We evaluate the bedding. We look at the vaccination protocol. We monitor the sanitation by taking environmental swabs to see how clean is the environment. We look at the air quality and measure that. And usually in that investigation, we figure out what's going on and why are these calves becoming sick. And I think for producers to look at their calves like a wheel and say the spoke of colostrum, calories, bedding, air quality, vaccination, sanitation, when all these spokes are strong, the wheel stays round and the calves stay healthy. That's just kind of always been my analogy for looking at calf health, like the calf wheel, if you will.
When we look at the wheel of health, what have you learned from automated feeder barns and how that relates to healthy calves?
Yeah, and auto feeder barns are unique in the fact that they're technically easier to ventilate because they're bigger, more open spaces with less airflow obstructions. But a lot of times, producers will still struggle with pneumonia in these auto feeder barns, even though they have good air quality. And I always explain every case of calf with pneumonia falls into generally one of two categories. It's either an environmental cause of pneumonia or a contagious cause of pneumonia. Environmental causes of pneumonia are typically described or defined as having poor air quality, high ammonia levels, high bacteria levels, generally just kind of quote-unquote stinky or poor quality air in the barn. The other category of pneumonia or calf hood pneumonia is contagious pneumonia. Now, that means that it was passed from one calf to another. It might be because they have nose-to-nose contact. It might be because they share a shared nipple that one calf slobbered on a pathogen and another calf picked it up that way. It might be that they have a shared water source that contains the pathogen. Whatever the case may be, I think it's always good to break down every calf hood pneumonia case into either environmental or contagious. Now, environmental pneumonias we address through air quality and ventilation. But it's possible, especially in auto feeder barns where we have these group house calves, they have a lot of contact, they share the auto feeder nipple, they have a shared water source. In a lot of those barns, we can have excellent air quality and virtually no environmental pneumonia, but still have a rampant respiratory problem in the barn. It just comes from contagious pneumonia. That's to say, you can have an auto feeder barn with amazing air quality and still struggle with respiratory disease if it's coming from a contagious pneumonia source.
Well, Ryan, we're out of time, but if anybody has any questions, you have a knowledgeable staff available to answer any herd health and nutrition questions at crystalcreeknatural.com. Our thanks to Dr. Ryan Leiterman from Crystal Creek.
Your blood pressure numbers could change your life. Talk to your doctor about creating a plan that works better for you. Start taking the right steps at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
For archive programs, head to dairyradio.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Bill Baker. Dairy Radio Now.